I got a dream of winning a Super Bowl. I got a dream of being in a Pro Bowl. I'm really not into dreams anymore, okay? I'm into nightmares.
Narrators!
Caught! Touchdown!
You're listening to the Autumn Windbags, an audio attack from the Silver and Black. Here are your windbags, Juan Soto.
What is up, everybody? Welcome. Damn it, welcome. Look, if there's one thing I know about misery, is that it loves company. So if you guys are sad, and you guys are upset, and you guys want to punch your hole through the wall, hang off on all that. Pump the brakes and chill. We're 0-3, and there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, there was nothing we can do about it before anyway, but we're 0-3. The Las Vegas Raiders fall to the lowly Tennessee Titans by a score of 24-22 in Tennessee. Yeah. It's bad. It's bad. So we'll talk about the stats and everything. I just want to give everybody, when there's a couple of more people on here, I want to let you know, first off, RJ is a freaking mush. I think he's like on a 6-game losing streak when he goes to watch the Raiders play. So RJ cannot go to any more Raider games unless we're completely out of the playoffs. Go to all of them you want. Doesn't matter. It's bad, guys. It's bad. We were solid, I guess you could call it. We were even offensively. 10 points in the first half, 12 points in the second half. Neither one of those halves are going to get it done. Defensively, we did flip it on. In the second half, we gave up 24 points in the first half, gave up 0 points in the second half. So that's nice to see. We just haven't put it all together yet. We haven't put a whole game together offensively or defensively. It's rough. We'll talk about a bunch of things. And guys, I want you to get your frustrations out, because I am done letting these Raiders ruin entire whole days. Do not wish your life away, and do not waste your life away letting a team that you don't play for, that you root for and you want to see win, but don't let them ruin your life, guys. You know, it sucks. I'm pissed. I would like a better outcome, but come on, guys. Let's get our frustrations out right now. I will say one thing. There is a bright side. And I want to thank London Raider for pointing this out. London Raider says, shit, at least RJ got to make out with his sister again. I can neither confirm nor deny said making out with sister in Tennessee. If you're going to do it in the South. But, man, it's been a rough go. It's been a rough go for our guys. Brian Rodriguez, don't be done, baby. Don't be done. It's a long season. You never freaking know. You just got to keep pushing. Yeah, it got pathetic real quick. You know, the Titans are good, and they have been good. The first three games, they scored touchdowns on their first drive. So that's nothing new. But in the first half, I mean, Tannehill looked like Tom Brady out there on the on play action. Derrick Henry looked like his old self again, and nothing like playing the Raiders to get yourself right back on track. And the second half was a totally different story defensively for us. We were much more aggressive. We didn't play that. I don't understand why we play that shitty soft zone. When we're tight on in man, we're a much better team defensively, and I just don't understand why we keep playing this soft ass zone. But whatever. Yeah, man. Enamel red. Don't give up. Don't give up, guys. We're it's a lot of the season left. We played, you know, could have, probably should have won this game. We had four drop touchdown passes. Waller dropped two surefire touchdowns. And another one, which was probably going to be a touchdown if he would have caught it, because he was behind the receiver and he's just as fast, if not faster, than the corner. And then Keelan Cole, he dropped the touchdown pass. Just awful. Awful, awful, awful. We have to face facts, guys. We just have to face facts. We're just not a good football team right now. You can't point to one specific thing about this team and say that is the specific reason why we're 0-3. It's a bunch of different things, guys, and I think it all comes down to the team just not performing at its best. And by team, I mean the coaching staff as well. There's some questionable calls on the offense by Josh McDaniel. There were some questionable defensive calls in the first half by Patrick Graham. We need to clean this all up. We need to get this all tightened up, and we need to regroup and focus on Denver next week. I would love to sit here and say this is a specific thing that's wrong, and this is why we need to change it, and this is how we can get better. Unfortunately, it's a lot of things, man. Rory's boy, Illuminor, another two penalties, another penalty at the goal line. He had a penalty a week ago when we were going for a two-point conversion. He had another one on the two-yard line, and he also had a big holding penalty that negated a long gain. So there's penalties there. There's drop passes. There's missed reads. There's poor decision-making. It's starting to get to be a little much, because honestly, I've seen teams that struggle in the beginning, and normally it's one thing that they're like, okay, this is the really big thing you're looking at here, guys. This is the really big thing that we need to fix. You fix that, okay, the team gets better. Unfortunately for us, I don't see that one big glaring thing. And I'm going to say something right now, and I'm not trying to shit on the magical run that we had last year, and people are banging on McDaniels, and he deserves some of the blame. People are banging on Carr here too, and he deserves some of the blame. People are banging on Waller. He deserves some of the blame. People are banging on Hunter for last week. He deserves some of the blame. People are banging on Patrick Graham. Yes, some of the blame. The defenders themselves, yes, they deserve some of the blame. Ultimately, we had to pull four games out of the depths, out of the bowels of our assholes last year to make the playoffs. Go back and look at the stats of those games. It's a miracle that we won any one of those four games, let alone all four. So you have to ask yourself, how good is this team really? How good was this team really last year? We got hot. We won games on the leg of Daniel Carlson and on the leadership of Derek Carr and Max Crosby and others. But the play wasn't all that great. We weren't peaking going into the playoffs. We were winning games, but you couldn't, you can't point to one thing and one reason why we're losing games now. You couldn't do that at the end of last year, why we were winning the game. We were just like, well, I don't really know why we're winning these games, but we're just fucking winning them. So that's one thing that I wanted to get off my chest right now is, look, were we a playoff team last year? Yeah. The shit tend to even out. If you take the more seasons that you get, the work that you do, the people you have in place, the more things even out. If you have good players and a good system and good coaching and a good environment and a good culture, you're probably going to win more often than not. If you don't, and these things are going to even out. These are all games that could have been won or lost at the end of the year last year, which we won. And now these are games that could have been won or lost. We were in every single one of these games, very close games, we could very easily be 3-0. Shit just happens a way to even itself out. So how good are we really? Now, the reason why I say that is this. It helps you with perspective. If we think we're this world-beating team, then we search and we look to place blame on things, which, you know, we should anyway. But I think what happens is we become a little bit more focused on having there be a scapegoat as opposed to looking for things that we can fix. I'm seeing a lot of get Carr out of here, get McDaniels out of here. He sucks. Here's one here. Enamel red again. Yeah, McDaniels is who we thought he was. Could he have done better? Sure. But so could have Waller. So could have Patrick Graham. So could have the defense. So could have Keelan Cole. So could have the offensive line. So could have Carr. So, a lot of people could have done better. So I pause and to put the blame on any one person or one thing. Let's take a look. Let's get some of these frustrations out here, guys. Okay. Carr is so meh and nothing else. We have all seen enough. A lot of people share this. A lot of people share this sentiment. I don't know that we can be blaming Carr for this specific loss, but unfortunately, when you already have a bad taste in your mouth about a player, it's very difficult to be objective. I'm trying to be myself. I'm trying my best to be objective. I think Carr had a good game this week. I thought he had a good game. Was his game phenomenal? No, because there was some, missed passes. There were some opportunities that were missed. And there were some, on the other end, there were some drops by receivers. So I don't want to place a scapegoat on any one person or any one thing. It's as a collective, we have to all do better. Oscar Gill, yeah, you must have watched a different copy of the game to be blaming Carr. Yeah, Oscar, again, I'm not going to place the blame as a scapegoat. Is there things he could have done better and things that he missed? Of course there were things that Carr missed, because he always does. But I wouldn't necessarily make him the scapegoat in this game. Let's see. Okay, we're going back and forth on Carr. This is going to be the last thing we talk about Carr for a while. Carr is not bad enough to bench, but not good enough to win consistently. That is his career. Cohen, I actually agree with that statement, but let's move on. Waller responsible for the pick, yes. Waller also dropped another touchdown that was either him or Devontae. It's a good thing that Waller went for the ball because Devontae was out of bounds in the back of the end zone anyway on that first touchdown drop. That long drop that Waller had, he had the step on the DB. I doubt the DB was going to be able to catch him because Waller is fast as hell. And he's a lot bigger. He's going to be tough to bring down. So that may have been another touchdown. So, yeah, man, it was tough. Thank God for Mac Hollins showing up because he showed up big. Jumpman 23, bro, Carr in the last play didn't even reach Waller. No excuses. Soto, go ahead, blame Carr. Look, I'm not going to blame Carr, man, because a lot of things came into play. I'm one to call what I see, and I don't care about saving face, and I don't care about positioning things. My co-hosts, that's all they want to do. They fence ride, they hedge their bets, and they say things a specific way because, RJ's been in the media forever, and Rory's, been in dealing with big business forever. I haven't been in the corporate world in over 7 years, okay? I'm very direct and I'm very straight up. And if shit that I say that I feel turns out being wrong, I'll admit it. I'm not going to be one who's going to ride the fence and say, well, maybe this and maybe that, but I pick this. But if this happens, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say what I feel. And I don't feel that this loss is on Derek Carr. I feel like there's things he could have done better. I feel that last pass, that interception to Waller, I feel that he should have caught that. I feel it was still a bad pass. To throw that pass that hard, that high, is a recipe for disaster when you could have thrown it lower. It was a poorly placed ball, but it should have been caught. So I would probably put the blame 20-80, Carr and Waller. But that was a really hot pass and it was really high. It should have been caught though. Okay. So I'm giving you what I feel. And I'm not trying to hedge my bets, and I'm not trying to play the freaking fence. I'm not trying to play the 50-50 game. If you love it, great. If you don't, that's great too. If you like it, hit subscribe and hit the like button. If you don't, hit subscribe and hit the don't like button and roast me on the fucking on the feed. I don't care. Okay, so I'm going to give – and I think that's why people who appreciate what I bring to the table can say, okay, yeah, Soto's right. I agree with him. Or Soto's wrong. I don't agree with him. But he's going to give us the real. He's not going to front. Boogie, you're right. We all bums together today, man. If you notice, I'm not wearing any Raiders gear today. I just can't, because I'm not gonna let that. It's like I feel a weight on me, right? Pray me tomorrow. I'll wear a Raiders shirt to work or something. But right now, I got dearly departed Razor Ramon. Rest in peace. Bad guys last forever. And this is my company, the Fight Exchange. That's what I'm rocking today. Let's see. Hefe KC is up in this too. You bums laughing. I mean, what are we gonna say? We can say Hefe KC, your fan base is so shit you have to come on ours because you don't have any good content creators. But I don't know. Maybe I should be a KC content creator just on the side. And just talk mad shit and get people to be mad at me. But since there's no other good content creators for KC, they'll watch me. Okay, trade Waller. Look, man, it was not a good game. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's not a good game for Waller. There's a reason why, or let me rephrase that. Is there a reason why he doesn't have the captaincy this year? What happened? Doesn't have the captaincy, finally got his money, dropping shit left and right. I count that as three touchdown passes. I don't know what you guys think. OG straight up. OG triple OG straight up. Yeah, man, we fucking suck. What do you want? Regardless, if you can except the four wins at the end of the year that were all very close games that statistically maybe we shouldn't have won, but we ended up pulling them out. If you want to own those, you got to own these, even though there are three close games that we could have pulled out. So if you want to take us for being a great team last year to make the playoffs, then right now we fucking suck. The good thing is there's 14 games left to play. Hell, we may go 14-3. You never know. But, man, does this suck? I don't know if he's bad as Lane Kiffin, bro. I don't know if JMD is as bad as Lane Kiffin, even though they do look a little familiar in the face. Boogie, does it help when you aren't at practice most of the offseason? Yeah. A lot of stuff going on here. So, look. Let's take a look at what happened here today. Again, wrap up. Las Vegas Raiders 22 fall to the Tennessee Titans, who scored 24. Positives to pull. Second half defense, we were a lot more aggressive in the secondary. And we forced Tannehill to throw into tighter windows as opposed to sagging back in our zone coverage, which... Our zone coverage, guys, is absolute dog shit. It is. It's bad. I understand why you want to be in zone when you want to stop the run, because you don't want to have your DBs backs to the ball a lot. You want to have them facing the ball to run support as well. The issue is when you're getting roasted through the air, that's something that you need to switch up, especially when Ryan Tannehill is roasting you through the air. Let's see here. All right, so let's take a look at some stats, shall we? In the game, Derek Carr, 26 of 44 for 303 yards. Two touchdowns and an interception. Matt Collins was 1 for 1 for 4 yards. Good for him. 83.3 passer rating. Derek Carr was sacked one time for 7 yards. And, yeah, throwing 44 times against this Tennessee defense who got absolutely shredded the first 2 weeks against the run is just suspect game planning and suspect play calling. We should have run the ball more. Rushing, Jacobs ran the ball 13 times for 66 yards. That's 5 yards a rip, so good job there. Derek Carr had a couple of runs, which I was very happy to see him run the ball. If it's not there, just take down and run. Get what you can. Don't try to force it. That's where we got in trouble the first week. That's where we got in trouble at the second half last week. He was forcing balls. They weren't picked, but they also weren't complete as well. Brandon Bolden had 3 runs for 17 yards. Devontae had 1 run for -4 yards. That we just need to stop running that fucking reverse to fucking Devontae. Derrick Henry, 20 carries for 85 yards and a touchdown. Dante Hilliard, 2 runs for 14 yards. He had a 10-yard run and a 4-yard run. It wasn't like he was, you know, ripping 7 yards of rip. Ryan Tannehill passing 19 of 27 for 264. Touchdown and a pick. He was sacked once for a 12-yard loss. Receiving-wise, let's take a peek. Receiving, Matt Collins had a huge game. 8 receptions, 158 yards, and a touchdown. He had a 60-yard reception. He was targeted 10 times, so 80% catch win rate. That's an excellent job. Foster Moreau, 3 catches, 44 yards on 5 targets, so he's 60% win rate. Devontae Adams, 5 catches for 36 yards and a touch. Also 10 targets, so only a 50% win rate. Not great. Josh Jacobs caught 5 of 6 targets for 31 yards. Waller caught 3 of 5 targets for 22 yards. I guess they're calling that one target in the end zone that he dropped, excuse me, a target for Adams. Who knows? Keelan Cole, God damn it, 1 catch on 4 targets, a couple of bad drops. Brandon Bolden, he got 2 receptions on 2 targets, 4 eye-popping yards. All right. One thing we got to focus on here, guys. We got to make sure that we keep in mind we have a lot of football left to play, and it's a race. It's a race to 10 wins now. I don't know going 0-3 it's going to be possible for us to win the division. The division could be tough. Who knows? If we start winning, you know, if we win the next 2 games, which are going to be tough. You know, we have the Broncos and we have the Chiefs. If we do that, we're 2-3 going into the bye. I mean, there's teams that have gone 2-3 and ripped off, you know, 8-9 wins in a row. We can do it. The thing is we got to clean up a lot of things. It's not just one thing we got to fix. It's a lot of things we got to fix. Let's see what we got going on here. Wowza. On the plus side, I think the Lions played a lot better. They did. They had that one series that in which Carr did not have any time to throw. But the thing is this, and Wowza, I'm glad that you brought that up. I remember when I was playing, actually when I was coaching, the head coach that was coaching, I was coaching the offensive line, and we were in practice. It wasn't even a game. It was a practice. And, you know, the team comes off the practice field and the coach is lighting into them. Everybody, not just the offense, the defense, everybody. And this one kid's like, wow, man, I only made one mistake. Well, let's take a look. We had a lot, you know, we probably had, let's see, 44 passes, 45 passes, 19 rushes. So we had, what, 64 plays that we ran this week? There's 53 players on the team. If each player makes a mistake, it's like each offensive player makes one mistake, right? So there's 11. So we have 11 mistakes out of 64 plays. You're not going to win a lot doing that. It's not okay to just make one mistake, right? Illuminor. two big penalties on the offensive line. Can't have it. Miller, another big penalty on the offensive line. We just can't have it. We can't have these types of penalties that bog us down, especially when you're trying to come back. That's one thing that we didn't see last week a lot of. When the Cardinals were coming back against us, they weren't making a lot of penalties. It was in the first half they had a lot of penalties. The second half they didn't have a lot of penalties. Let's see. Bruce Davis, think we all know we should run ball. Titans defense was having problems, I think. Yeah, I mean, they were terrible against the run the first 2 weeks. They were getting absolutely gashed. And honestly, I don't know why we didn't run the ball more. I mean, another 10 runs. Take 10 more runs and 10 less throws. I think it would have been a lot better. Cohen, I mean, I agree with you. In a passing league, with the way the rules are, 30 throws a game should be, 30 to 35 throws should be pretty good. You know, 45 is just way too many. And I think even RJ conceded to that last year that we shouldn't be throwing the ball that much. Steve the Cockfighter won. Waller, Waller, Waller. Yeah, one Waller for every drop touchdown today. He got his bag. He played the freaking little whiny crybaby role, didn't practice because he was hurt and this and that, whatever. And now he's dropping passes left and right. Like, missed me with all that, Waller. Nice shirt, Soto. RIP, Rescue Ramon. That's right, the bad guy. Unholy Raider, Unholy Roller Raider, Frankie Mosquita. We're the poster team for choking. Man, we have not played well. These first 3 weeks, we played well in stretches on specific drives, but we have just done way too many things to keep us from winning. Chandler Jones, don't even think that I'm going to miss you today, because Chandler Jones, you are absent. I don't know. I think Chandler Jones had one tackle today, and he did. You guess who else had one tackle? Matthew Butler, a backup linebacker. We're not getting anything out of Chandler Jones. Malcolm Kuntz got in there, made a tackle, a nice play, on a run. It's pretty rough when you're looking at these stats and you're looking at these players who are making so much money who are at the bottom of the list here. Just it's hard to stomach, because you look at, like I said, Chandler Jones, one tackle. Then you look at a guy like Roderick Teamer, who's got six tackles. Rock Ya-Sin with six tackles. Divine Diablo with seven. Max Crosby with nine tackles, a sack, two tackles for loss, a pass defense, and a quarterback hit. Stat filler. Where was Jonathan Abram? Jonathan Abram on a big third down play took a terrible angle on the running back, let the running back on a short pass get the first down on what would have been a stop. And it's not a – I mean, it was in the second half, and the Titans didn't end up scoring in that drive, but all the time it took off the clock, you could have gotten the ball back a lot sooner. So where do we go from here, guys? Next week we have the Broncos. It should be a good game because it's a division game. We've owned the Broncos for the last 3 years. I think we've won six games in a row against them. So, honestly, I am not exactly sure how to feel about this next game coming up, simply because we just don't know. We just don't know what team's going to show up. And, it's Denver at home. Hopefully, it's a better showing and a more consistent showing than we had. We need it. If we can get right and get right against a division rival, yeah, that's the ambulance coming to pick up our season right now. Hopefully, they can revive us. It's so goddamn hot. I cannot close that freaking sliding door, guys. I don't apologize. I'm just letting you know. I'm not closing that goddamn door because it's too damn hot. I got this freaking light here. I got this light here. It's making me look pretty. Not doing it. Steve the Cockfighter, what I think about Cars play today? I think Cars play today was fine. I think it was good. I don't think it was great. I think it was good. I think we didn't get any he didn't get any help from Waller and Keelan Cole. I thought that he made a few questionable decisions with the ball. I thought the interception that he had some role in that as well. The placement was pretty poor. It was a high and hard ball. Usually you don't want to throw the ball that hard when you throw it high. But, you know, he had to get it there quick in between two players. If you're going to do that, throw it a little bit lower. I thought he played good. I didn't think he played great. I thought he played good. I thought that we bogged down again in the red zone a couple times. Here we go again. Carlson with a 21-yard field goal. We see it again, and it's a different scheme, a different coach, different weapons, and we're still having the same issues in the red zone. So, the J762000, have that ambulance take us to the group therapy meeting. Bro, honestly, we need it. We need it right now. So I'm going to end with this. We all need to make sure that we keep things in perspective. If you guys can get a hold of All 22 tape and watch the tape, watch that tape. See what actually is going on. See what is going on with the play calling, with the execution, with the penalties, with the mistakes that we have. Because only that way can we start identifying things that can make us better. We know that the team's doing it. Unfortunately, you can't have the penalties and the timing of the penalties that we've had. You can't have those drops. You can't have those misreads. You can't have, you know, calling such a poor defense in the secondary in the first half. I just don't understand why we would be in that soft zone and let Tannehill get hot. Doesn't make sense. But regardless of all that, we're 0-3, where we didn't want to be, but that's where we are. It's only up from here. So everybody, crack a cold one, tilt it back. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We only, you know, we like to do this stuff for you, even after a tough loss like today. I knew I had to come on, even though Rory wasn't available, RG wasn't available because he's at, I was at the game. I wanted to make sure I got on and talked to you guys and let you guys vent a little bit. Don't let this ruin the rest of your day. There's a lot of football left to be played today and for the rest of the season. All right, guys, take care. Try to have a better Sunday than you had earlier. All right, peace.